Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. Behind the Black, I'm John Batchelor. I'm joined by my good colleague, Bob Zimmerman, who's taking us to the surface of the moon and a great success that isn't SpaceX. Bob, what is Firefly?
Firefly is a upcoming competitor to SpaceX of great potential. They came from the ashes. They were actually bankrupt, and they got saved by a Ukrainian billionaire who's no longer with the company, but they are now a major company. They not only have a rocket that they're working to make competitive with SpaceX, but they have entered the interplanetary spacecraft business. They had built Blue Ghost, which is a lunar lander. They have several of the lunar landers in the construction. They did a mission for NASA where they dropped soft landed on the moon with 10 NASA payloads, science and engineering payloads. They were successful with their soft landing totally. They spent 2 weeks on the surface during the lunar day, watched the sun cross the sky from the east to the west and then set. It's a completely successful mission in every single way. Everything got achieved. They finished the mission by producing a short movie assembling the various images they took of the sun setting on the horizon. And I've got that embedded on Behind the Black, as well as one of the photos from that, which I thought was the most interesting photo. This is a photo with the sun on the horizon, and you can see the Earth above it, and you can also see Venus in between. And what this image really illustrates is the alienness of the moon, because you look at this image, you think, all right, well, the Earth is setting also, but the Earth is not setting. During those 14 days, the sun moved from the east across the sky and then down to set on the other side. And as it did so, the Earth sat in this exact same spot, never moving. So the sun moved across the sky, and eventually it actually crossed in front of the Earth. Behind the Earth, producing a solar eclipse, which also Blue Ghost captured on video. I've got that on the website as well. And then the sun continues to set. Because, see, on the moon, wherever you are on the near side of the moon, wherever the Earth is in the sky, it will never move. Because the moon's orbit around the Earth is the same as its lunar day, which means that we only see one side of the sun, of the moon, and any place on that surface, the Earth hangs in the sky, never moves. And this is what's really strange, and this is what makes this alien. So think about this, you know, you have a sky in which there's this object in the sky, and it never changes place wherever you are.
We have a superstar that could go supernova. Actually, it's a binary system. What is a binary system? What are we watching, and what is a supernova?
Okay, so supernovas are a case when stars die. They erupt this. Their whole system breaks down. They explode. They produce black holes when that happens. And what stars go supernova is one of the major mysteries of astronomy. And scientists have been pinning down a variety of types of stars. One of those stars is called a Wolf-Rayet star. These are binary star systems made up of very massive OB stars. OB stars are orange-blue stars. They're very powerful. They're very massive. They have very short lives. And when they're in a binary system, they produce also strong winds, solar winds. And in doing so with Wolf-Rayet binary systems, the winds interact with each other. And as they interact, they create dust. And as the dust flows outward, in the case of some of them, it produces very interesting features that we can photograph. And Wolf-Rayet star 104 is one of the more famous ones among astronomers because it produces a spiral pattern of that dust emanating out from the binary in the center as they orbit each other every 8 months. And it's one of the more interesting ones. And they expect these stars, because they're interacting with each other and pulling mass from each other and have they're very massive, so they have short lives, they expect these to be a major potential supernova. events. Now, because we can see the spiral of Wolf-Rayet 104, we assume we're looking down at the pole, and when an object goes supernova, the energy gets released as bipolar jets out the poles. And this star is about 8,400 light years away, which seems like a far enough distance, but it's not. If a really powerful explosion took place, which produced a gamma ray burst when this became a supernova, that would be close enough to do some damage to the Earth's atmosphere. Not enough maybe to cause a mass extinction, but it would be an impact. It would have a problem. So new data, though, indicates something puzzling about Wolf-Rayet 104. It is not face-on to the Earth. For some reason, even though the spiral pattern is face-on to us, it appears that the two stars orbiting, their orbits are tilted about 30, 40 degrees to our line of sight. Why the spirals should appear to be face-on, but the orbits are tilted, is something the scientists do not understand. It's once again, the uncertainty of science and the mystery. This is far away. It's very hard to get a lot of data, and what they have is only a mystery.
A dystopian question. If that did turn into a supernova, and if it was directed in our direction, does that mean we'd have 8,400 years before it hit?
The event occurred 8,400 years ago. So if anything we see happen now happened 8,400 years ago. But if we see it now, it means it has arrived. Something could have happened 2,000 years ago, and in 6,400 years from now, it'll arrive. Something could have happened 8,399 years ago, and sometime next year, it'll arrive. That's the mystery of the speed of light and what delays action.
That would worry us, Bob, wouldn't it?
The fact that it's tilted is less of a concern.
Right.
The odds of producing as a supernova or a gamma ray burst are also not that high. So the risks here are minimal. We should stop. We're not all going to die.
All right.
Chicken Little is not ruling. There is a risk, but it's a very not a worrisome risk.
You just provided me some material. That's all I was checking on. Okay, we're going to come back to our solar system. Curiosity on the surface of Mars. What are we looking at?
Oh, I posted another one of the amazing landscape pictures from Curiosity taken by one of its navigation cameras. They have taken Curiosity off its planned route. They've made a decision. They haven't announced this, but I'm tracking it, so I see they made this decision. They've made the decision to leave the route they planned to go, and instead they're climbing up in a canyon to get to boxwork features as soon as possible. And so in the process, they take pictures, and there's a magnificent picture that they took. The navigation picture looked back downhill across the crater. They're now about 3,000 feet above the floor of the crater. Still got about, 11,000 feet to get to the top of the peak. But they're still high enough up that they can look across the crater. And that's what this picture does. You can see the rim of the crater about 20, 30 miles away. You can see some of the flank mounds and hills of the foothills of Mount Sharp in front. And you can see the very rocky terrain that they've been traveling over. And once again, it's an alien terrain. It's very barren and lifeless, but at the same time, it has this really amazing stark beauty.
Are they taking samples, Bob? I thought the idea was that they were going to go through many layers of Mars in this climb.
As they climb, one of the reasons I think they made the decision to go up this valley is the original route would have had them actually going downhill through layers that they had already seen. And this way, they're going uphill to new layers that they haven't seen, so that gets more geological history. Remember, as you go up the layers, you're going up in time, you're going more to the present, and so you're getting to, once again, track the history of the geology of Mars. Curiosity does not get samples like Perseverance does, not in the same way. When it takes a sample, it analyzes itself. It actually is more capable than Perseverance is. Perseverance has actually very limited capabilities. It basically can do some geology, but mainly it just collects the core samples and then dumps them. Curiosity has the capability of actually analyzing its core samples, and it does that. But in this case, they're actually, right now, they periodically look for places to drill, and they do that periodically. They're not doing it at the moment, though.
All right, the James Webb Space Telescope, 5 exoplanets. How, Bob? How so?
Well, Webb looks at infrared, and infrared produces different data, and it's high resolution because it's got such a big multi-segmented mirror. And so they posted images of infrared exoplanets. These are direct infrared images of those planets. I mean, it's not optical light, but you're looking at the actual infrared emissions coming from these exoplanets. And it's from two different stars. One star, they were able to pick up a single exoplanet from it. But another star, HR 8799, it's 130 light years away, they actually have a picture of the four exoplanets that orbit this star. This is kind of equivalent to looking at Jupiter and its four Galilean moons. In this case, though, it's a star 130 light years away, and it's got four exoplanets orbiting it. These false color infrared images, though, provide spectroscopy, which tells us a great deal about the makeup of these stars, and that data suggested these planets have a lot of carbon dioxide gas. So they suggest they are pulling in material in their accretion disks as they form.
Yeah, take a look at the picture on Behind the Black. It's really cool to see four planets circling HR 8799. All right, Antarctica, back to Earth. What do we need to know about Antarctica?
Oh, well, there's a lot of things we need to know. We don't really know much about it. Remember, it's a cold, hostile place. So much of the continent has really never been visited. And in fact, none of the continent has actually been visited because it's all under the ice cap. And what they have now done using optical and infrared and 60 years of travel across the continent is scientists have compiled the most detailed map of the land and shorelines hidden below the ice cap. There's a lot of uncertainty about this because obviously the shorelines would change if you melted all the ice into the ocean. The ocean would rise somewhat, so the shorelines here, as predicted, would change. But nonetheless, it gives us a pretty good idea of what's below the surface. And it seems there is less continent there than we think. There's a lot more places where water would be if the ice was not there. And this is the kind of data you need to get a better understanding of what's going on in Antarctica. There is a lot of uncertainties. We must remember that. You can't really look down below, and a lot of that data is not entirely trustworthy. But nonetheless, it's a good first attempt.
Bob Zimmerman, he keeps the website Behind the Black. We got Space Engineering next. I'm John Bash.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.